You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, offers here with William Hill. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win is even money. Angelo Henriquez to score and Dinamo Zagreb to win is 33-1. Must win for Arsenal if they've got any chance of qualification. The injury list, as is always the case at this time of the season with Arsenal, is starting to stack up. They've lost Francis Coquelin now, and they were beaten by Zagreb in the opening match of the group 2-1 away from home. If Arsenal lose this game, by the way, it will be their 50th defeat in the Champions League. Only three sides have already reached that milestone: Porto, Galatasaray and Olympiacos. It's not a list you want to be involved in, and I think that's what irks Arsenal's fans most of all, that they keep getting to the Champions League and keep getting knocked out tamely, and it looks like another one of those seasons, Lee.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But they'll win this. They'll win this game. You know, let's get that straight. I see no reason why they can't beat Dinamo Zagreb. You know, you mentioned they won at home, but they're a different team at home to the one they are away. To be fair, like, you know, you look at their away form in the Champions League. A lot of the time they're struggling to get through the qualifiers, Dinamo Zagreb, and you know, they've got a good away record on the face of it, but that's because they've been playing, you know, teams from the lower echelons of the lowest European leagues.
Yep.
They went to Bayern Munich in this group stage and lost 5-0. Went to Olympiacos and lost 2-1. Did have a man sent off in that Olympiacos match, but you know, but Bayern Munich got all over them. There were four up inside 30 minutes, and that's really what Arsenal need to do. They need to get stuck in, whatever injury problems they've got, and get amongst Dinamo Zagreb, because they don't travel particularly well. Looking at the group, as you said, you know, must win for Arsenal, because they're 6 points behind Olympiacos. Olympiacos, you would imagine, all things being equal, will lose in Munich. Because most teams do, and that means, you know, that bridge is gapped, and it all comes. That gap is bridged.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. I quite like that bridge is gapped.
The bridge is gapped. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. And then they go to Olympiacos, don't they? And it's all the pressure's on Arsenal. But you're right. I mean,
they've got to better that result. So it goes on the head-to-head result. So
it must be so frustrating, like you say.
It must be.
Because there's no reason that they've got themselves into this predicament again, haven't they? You know, by losing at home to Olympiacos 3-2.
And away at Zagreb, that's
results. The killer, though, isn't it?
I mean, yes.
You could kind of take the away defeat to a team in Europe, you know, on their day. You don't lose at home to Olympiacos, do you? So, but no, I think they win this one. It's how they win it is the thing. Can they keep a clean sheet? You know, I've quite liked the old Arsenal to win and both teams to score bets throughout this season. They conceded three against Olympiacos, as we said. You know, there haven't been exactly watertight at home against most teams. And you mentioned, you know, Enriquez, is the headline offer there. Not amazing. I mean, last season he got 21 in 25, which is a brilliant season for him in Croatia. But this year, 7 in 13, not bad. I can't have him at 2-9. You know, that's way too short to be back in Arsenal. I'm just wondering if I can
give them a
myself.
Goal.
Yeah, 7-4 Arsenal to win and both teams to score. Nervous, depleted in terms of the team. Zagreb got nothing to lose. Do you know what? I'm going to chance it. I'm going to chance that Zagreb get a goal. But I think Arsenal could win this one maybe 2-1, 3-1. I think they'll win it. You know, if Zagreb get a goal, I think it might be a late one. I think it'll be consolation is what I'm saying, I guess.
Just to play devil's advocate here, if you're thinking about taking Arsenal to win to nil, Dinamo Zagreb have not won any of their last 11 away games in the Champions League, lost 9, drawn 2. They failed to score in 8 of those 11 games away from home in the Champions League. So I suppose that is the concern if you're backing Dinamo Zagreb to get on the score sheet here. But you're looking at Arsenal 2-9, and if you think they're going to win, 7-4. So if you give Zagreb a goal, that's a big boost on the price.
Yeah, it is. And just because of the fact that Arsenal are so depleted, I think there could be a chance there. And let's not forget, you know, if Dinamo keep it tight early on, and Arsenal are really starting to push forward and looking for goals, they will leave gaps at the back. So, yeah, I'll give them that goal. It's just the difference in price, DK, 2-9 to 7-4 has got me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.